So, Rob, if you would like to get started with a few words, I think we're ready to get going.
Okay, thanks, Mike. So, welcome to everyone. Welcome to the first Ultra Quantum Matter Simon Summer School. Of course, these are challenging times for all of us. We had hoped that we'd be hosting all of you here in Waterloo at the Perimeter Institute. Unfortunately, because of the COVID pandemic, we're hosting a virtual school with all of you scattered around the world. Over the weekend, I was thinking that it's ironic. I arrived in Waterloo just about 19 years ago, and at the time, I was encouraged to work at home, the reason being that we simply didn't have any place for the researchers to work. Now we have this beautiful building here, but it's largely standing empty because as the director, I'm the one who's encouraging everyone to work at home. So we're all being tested in these times and the challenges will continue. But we're very lucky. We have a very strong community and marvelous technologies to keep us all connected. And we're fortunate as theorists that working at home is relatively easy for all of us. And so in the coming week, I hope you'll all be able to build new bonds with new friends, and you'll be able to be energized and invigorated by the new ideas you hear about and from the discussions. And I also wanted to say, I hope everyone takes heart. There will be another side to this pandemic. And I hope that in the not too distant future that we will be able to host all of you here at Perimeter so you can take advantage of the marvelous facilities that we have here. And so that's really all I wanted to say. Once again, welcome and enjoy the week. And now I'll hand it back to Mike.
All right, thanks so much, Rob. So I wanted to just add a few more opening remarks and then segue into the first talk. So let me share my screen. All right, so indeed, it would have really been wonderful to be in Waterloo for this week. Actually, originally it was going to be 2 weeks, and I hope we'll have an opportunity to do that at some point in the future. But nonetheless, I'm excited about our program this week. And I wanted to start just with some quick acknowledgments. Thanks, first of all, to Perimeter for virtually hosting the school. It's great to have this event associated with Perimeter, because it's really a very exciting place for really all the kinds of theory that are involved in thinking about ultra-quantum matter. And I wanted to especially thank Stephanie Mole and Josh Dawes, who we've been working with as organizers and have really done a huge amount of work behind the scenes to make all of this happen. And I think it's going to make this week go smoothly. I also wanted to thank my co-organizers. So that's Xie Chen, Yin Chen He, Tim Shea, Ashwin Vishwanath, Chung Wong, and Benny Yoshida. As you see, four of us are actually affiliated with Perimeter. And if you have any question or problem or anything comes up during the week, don't hesitate to get in touch with one of us. Okay, so I wanted to start with a few words about logistics. You know, by now we're starting to get used to these virtual events, but everything is a little different with each one. So we'll be using Zoom for all the talks. And if you're listening to this, you've figured that out. You found the link for Monday. Okay, and we'll also use that for a Q&A with speakers each day, which is at the end of the program. That's an opportunity to ask more questions of the speakers. We're using something that I have not used before called Remo, that's to facilitate discussion during the breaks. So we'll be able to self-organize into tables of up to six people and chat during the break time. There's also a Slack workspace for additional questions, discussion. There are some lecture notes already posted there, and I encourage you to join it if you haven't already, okay? And for more information on all this, you all received emails from Stephanie with more information, a PDF copy of the schedule with all of the links and so on. So please refer there for more information. Okay, the most important piece of logistics that I need to go over quickly right now is just how the questions and answers to questions are going to work during the talks. Okay, so during the talk, everybody can submit written clarifying questions using Zoom's Q&A function. You should see somewhere in your Zoom controls a little button that says Q&A. And there's you have an ability to type a question there and ask it. And for each talk, we've designated a co-chair who's usually an advanced student or postdoc who's an expert in that topic, who will try to answer as many of the questions in writing as possible to get more questions answered. And in some cases, they might refer the question to the speaker for a verbal answer. Okay. Then we'll have a more traditional Q&A session at the end of each talk, where today I'll be chairing the talk, so I'll call on people, and then they'll be able to ask their question of the speaker. If you want to be called on during the Q&A, just use the raise hand function in Zoom. Okay. And then finally, at the end of the program each day, there's a Q&A session with all the day's speakers, and that's going to run just like the Q&A at the end of each talk, and that's just an opportunity to ask more questions that there weren't time for or that you thought of after the talk was over. Okay, so that's it for the logistics. Let me just have one slide here about physics to segue into the first talk. So what is ultra quantum matter anyway? Well, we'll hear about that through the various talks during the week. So I don't really have to say too much, but let me just say that one of the key questions that motivates this as a topic or collection of topics is how quantum can a many body system get? How quantum can you make an extended many body quantum system? And then how can we characterize or probe or engineer or understand the many-body quantum entanglement in that system? And we know that there is a very rich variety of possible behaviors, ranging from gapped phases like topological phases to gapless phases like non-Fermi liquids, and even now to quantum matter out of equilibrium. Later in the school, we'll hear, for example, about the dynamics of random quantum circuits. Okay, and we know about this variety, but that does not mean that we understand all of it. Some corners of it are relatively well understood, and probably a lot more of this territory is still being explored. Okay, and another feature of this topic is that there's a real convergence of subfields here. So progress is being enabled by concepts and tools from many different, perhaps traditionally separate areas of physics. So condensed matter physics, high energy physics, quantum information, atomic, molecular, and optical physics, all of those the traditionally different subfields are relevant here, and you'll see that reflected in the talks this week. Okay, so that's really all that I want to say about the physics. So we'll get a further introduction to some of these concepts and some of notions of many-body entanglement and quantum phases of matter in the first talk, which will be given by John McGreevy from UC San Diego.